Masechet Kelim, Perek Kaf Bet, Mishnah Zayin. The wooden chair we've been talking about also has a storage container built into the seat. Here we'll talk about a case where the chair was broken, so the chair can no longer become Tameh from Tumat Midras, but it has a container, so therefore it would still be subject to regular Tum'ah, because like any other wooden Keli that has a container, it could become Tameh. Mishnah says, Kise shenitilu shenayim mehipuyav ze besad ze, a chair that has two of the slats removed, one next to each other, so it's too unstable to use as a chair. Of course, here we're talking again about one that is probably protruding, or else you could just flip it over and use it as a different chair. So here, two of the top slats have been removed. Rabbi Akiva metameh. Rabbi Akiva says it could still become Tameh because it has a container in the seat. Hachamim say no, it's completely Tahor because it lost its main purpose. The main purpose of the item is to be a seat, not a container, and it's not a seat anymore. Therefore, it is pure going forward. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Af kise shel kala shenitilu hipuyav, says Rabbi Yehuda, even a bridal chair where the slats were removed from it, and therefore it cannot become Tameh from Tumat Midras. Vinish Tayedbo Bet Kabbalah, there's a container in the seat still. Tahor, it's pure from contact. Mipineshe Batal Ha'ikar Ubatla Tefillah, because once the main purpose of the Keli is not there anymore, the secondary purpose is gone as well. The chair that's used for a bride cannot serve its purpose anymore, so therefore it cannot become Tameh, even though it has a container built into it. Rabbi Yehuda would say that it's true, even though the bridal chair is still usable for a seat for regular people, it lost its normal functioning to be at a wedding, to be for the bride, and therefore it lost its function, and it cannot become Tameh.